In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, hello everybody. Brandon here, and welcome back to Common Prayer. It is Friday, October 23rd, and Friday means that we're going to be doing our prayer of examine. And I just, you know, I was thinking about how I grew up sort of thinking that if you ever went to counseling, that something was probably broken in your brain. And so if you didn't go to counseling, then that meant nothing was broken with your brain. And I think, you know, as I've gotten older and I've had the opportunity to do some counseling, both professionally and, you know, with pastors and that kind of thing, I've realized that the, you know, even though some counseling, I'm sure, can go in the egotistical or narcissistic direction, right, where you just pretend like the world just revolves around you, I think the right kind of counseling actually is just self-examination. And how often do we just stop and examine ourselves and our actions? And I think what's so cool about these Fridays, it goes so far beyond us, and it goes to examine the things of God too. And so I hope you'll kind of drop what you're doing right now, or maybe you're driving on a road that you don't have to, you know, like super focus on. Don't close your eyes or anything. But we're going to go through this prayer of examine together like we do every Friday. And I'm going to ask for you to just get comfortable wherever you are and open your heart and your mind to Him. Just quiet whatever stuff your mind is bringing up. And just for a minute, it's going to be there when you get back. So just allow yourself to be quiet for a second here. And I'm going to ask you to become aware of God's loving presence right now. And as you become aware of the Holy Spirit's presence, as you're reminded that He says He's always with us, I just want to invite you to pray silently and ask the Holy Spirit. I guess you could pray this out loud if you want. Ask the Holy Spirit for discernment. You want Him, as you examine things, you want Him to help you discern things. Holy Spirit, we thank you now for this time of listening, of being quiet before you. God, would you guide us to hear what you'd have us to hear in this time? So as we start, I want to start with gratitude. And I want you to look back at your day. My day was a pretty crazy one. But I want you to review your day as if it was a movie and let the scenes from the past 24 hours, the ones that you remember, maybe you were sleeping for some of it, but let the scenes of that movie wash over you. And as it washes over you, ask God to show you times of gratitude and peace. And as he shows them to you, sit in those moments. Don't try to do anything or shape anything. Just watch them again. And after you've seen them, give thanks to God while holding them in the forefront of your mind. So it's not a spoken or wordy prayer. It's just a watching and listening prayer. So try not to fill the space you've created with words. Now again, I want you to review your past 24 hours. Again, without judgment, without rationalizing, without justifying. Let yourself experience all the range of emotions you had in the last day in the presence of God. And as you look at your day as a whole, I want you to consider the following two sets of questions that are going to help us consider times of consolation and desolation. So here's what I mean. When did I give and receive the most love? As you review the day, think about that. When did you give and receive the most love? And when did you have the greatest sense of belonging to yourself, God, and others? Take a second and think about that. When did I give and receive the most love? And when did I have the greatest sense of belonging to myself, God, and others over the last 24 hours? Now I want you to consider the opposite of that. When did I fail to give and receive love? Again, no judgment, no shame here. You're just examining. When did I have the least sense of belonging? When did I fail to give and receive love? And when did I have the least sense of belonging? Now, in response, I want to allow God to invite you to respond in some way to what you've heard and experienced during your time of prayer today. Ask God for a word or a vision to walk away from this time with. And be open to receiving what God has for you. As we close, I'm just going to pray a prayer. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain. And he entered not into glory before he was crucified. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, the Holy Spirit, and our Lord. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.